Today's main topic is the sound of jim, and the main common mistake that is related to it. The letter jim is a plosive sound, which means that there is a little gush of air released when pronouncing it. If that trait is ignored, which is a very common mistake even among Arabs, then the letter will not be properly pronounced. In order to understand exactly what I mean, let us compare these two sounds. J, J, jam, jam, and J, J, garage, garage. So, for the first one, you cannot keep pronouncing it, you cannot keep up the sound, since after you say it, it ends. And this is one of the main characteristics of a plosive sound. It ends after you say it. On the other side, you can keep saying zzzz for as long as you want. We call that sound a fricative sound, so there is no plosiveness in the sound. The Arabic jim is always the first one, not the second. And that is how you pronounce it in the Quran. We say j, j,
j, al-jannah, faj'al.
And though this might sound a bit simple for some people, when you have to use it in the middle of a recitation, it might be a bit challenging for many learners. So let us compare the pronunciation of the following examples.
فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا.
Now notice if I pronounce it wrong, it will sound like this.
فَجَعَلْنَاهَا.
Now compare it to فَجَعَلْنَاهَا.
فَجَعَلْنَاهَا.
One more example.
كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ.
And one of the words that are very often mispronounced is the word Hajj, and it is mispronounced as Hajj, and that is not correct.
وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ.
Not
وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ.
That is not correct. On the other hand, that doesn't mean that you will be adding a pure D at the beginning of the sound. That is not the point. It should not sound like this.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ.
And it should be
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ.
So, when reciting the Qur'an, make sure that the jim sound is a plosive sound, and that it is not a fricative sound, which actually doesn't exist in the Arabic language. And if you want to learn more about the technicalities of pronouncing the J, the placement of the tongue, and how your lips should look like, then you can check out this lesson. I talk about these points in much more details. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Qur'an, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Qur'an in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.